Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the universe, especially here in Phoenix, Arizona, where I come to you from. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me today, none other than my man, Marquette Sutton. Love talking sports with him. We'll get to him in just a second. As you know, I do the opening rant. James Harden goes off for 60 in three quarters in the NBA. Gotta love that. You have to love that. NCAA football got interesting as Auburn takes down Alabama. And oh my goodness, what a football game that was. 48-45. Getting it done over the Crimson Tide, and they will not be Rolling Tide this year. So, loving that. We're going to get a little something different in the college playoff. Obviously, college hoops, tons of upsets going off at the top of the order there, too. Just a great time to be talking sports. Let me welcome in Marquette Sutton. Marquette, good morning, my man. How you doing?
Good morning, Andy. I am doing well. It is an honor to be on your show today.
Hey, man, we're going to have fun chopping up the sports world, so keep it close, everybody. A lot to get into. He's Marquette Sutton. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now for an important announcement. Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. And for a limited time, pick a free Purple product with your mattress purchase by texting SLEEPY to 84888. The coolest sleep of your life and a free Purple product by texting SLEEPY to 84888. That's S-L-E-E-P-Y to 84888.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash today? Have bad credit or maxed out cards? GotLoans.com can help. GotLoans.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 100 different lenders. You can get up to $5,000 with no paperwork. Get your cash as soon as tomorrow. Just have a checking account and a regular income source. For the personal loan you need now, whatever your credit, it's GotLoans.com. On your smartphone or computer, GotLoans.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hornibrook steps into it. Corner of the end zone. Fighting for it and coming down with it. Kendrick Pryor.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
I'd certainly like to see this team get the opportunity to do it.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Nick Saban, obviously a little bit upset at what happened with Alabama and Auburn. I'm going to run through a couple of the big scores, Marquette, and then obviously I want to let people know a little bit about you. We'll get your information out there so people can check you out and get the skinny on you. But there were a lot of football games that obviously took place on Saturday. The Ohio State takes care of Michigan 56-27. And I got a bunch of questions for you because I know you were in on that game, talking about that game a lot yesterday. And the truth is I'm wondering what goes on with Jim Harbaugh. I'm wondering what happens with Michigan moving forward. Obviously, LSU stomped all over Texas A&M 50-7. And Joe Burrow, man, oh, man, this guy is just very impressive, to say the least. Clemson, huge win for them, 38-3. They don't play anybody, like their coach said, but they got to go out there and they have to destroy teams week in and week out. And for the most part, that's what Clemson does, Marquette. Georgia, 52-7 over Georgia Tech. Obviously, it's rivalry week, people. And like I said, Auburn getting it done over Alabama, 48-45. Utah here in the Pac-12 gets it done over Colorado. So they're the only team that's standing as far as the playoff that has a chance to make it in the playoff in the Pac-12, 45-15. They're all over Colorado. Oklahoma all over Oklahoma State. And I love Jalen Hurts. I don't know about you, Marquette, but I love Jalen Hurts. Wisconsin getting that axe back there from Minnesota kind of made me a little disappointed because I did go to the University of Minnesota. I'm from Wisconsin. It's a really tough one for me, but 38-17, that's the final there. Obviously some other ones, the Civil War game when you had Oregon State 24-10 there. What happened for me last night in Tempe at Sun Devil Stadium, ASU beats U of A. So rivalry week was pretty awesome to say the least, Marquette. But before we get too much into this, tell people how they can check you out, all the different ways that they can get your podcast. They can check you out on the Juan Castillo Morning Show. Tell people a little bit about you, Marquette. All right, I'm not exactly sure what happened to my man, but we'll get him back here in just a moment. And I'll keep rapping about, obviously, what's happened in college football. But I want to start with that Ohio State-Michigan game. I mean, J.K. Dobbins was just flat out unbelievable. 31 carries, 211 yards, 4 touchdowns. Marquette, get you back in the mix here. Tell people a little bit about yourself. Obviously, they can check you out on the Juan Castillo Morning Show, 94.3 there in Connecticut. Obviously, you have the Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast, but tell people a little bit about you before we get started, man.
So a little bit about me, born and raised in New Haven, love sports, a diehard 49ers fan. You know, like Andy said, host of the Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast. You can catch me on Twitter, RealDSTM1, Instagram, RealDSTM, and also on Facebook, Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast. Sports is my life. Sports is what I love, and I love it. I love it.
All right, my man, let's get into this. Michigan, Ohio State, I know you guys were chopping that up a little bit on Saturday about what happened there. And I got to ask you, man, what do you do with Jim Harbaugh if you're Michigan moving forward? 0-5 against the Ohio State under his tenure. Not good, man. That's like the main that's when you apply for that job in Michigan, I think that's one of the prerequisites to go and beat Ohio State, right? So that's one of the prereqs. You have to beat Ohio State. He's 0-5 in doing that. What do you do with Jim Harbaugh if you're Michigan?
Well, I think what you do is let him get another 2 years. And I say let him get the classes that he wants. Let another class pass through. You know, kind of let him really settle in. Because if you look at what happened prior to Jim Harbaugh, nothing much. So I think that Jim Harbaugh has bought some success. Hasn't been a very dominant Ohio State team. However, give him 2 more years, let him settle. If not, then you go after some big-name coaches. But right now, it's not a lot of coaches out there to replace him at Michigan.
Well, and you said big-name coaches. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Jim Harbaugh is a big-name coach, and the only thing he hasn't been able to do is keep those guys inspired, and that's relatively important when you're talking about college sports, and he hasn't been able to beat Ohio State. I think that those are two things that are really troublesome if you are Jim Harbaugh, but like you said, who's out there for them to go get? I think that's the bigger question. And we know that the firings will be coming here relatively soon as teams don't get to bowl games like you had for Missouri. They fired their head coach right after the season finished because they went on a terrible skid. But we'll find out who some of those names potentially could be. But ultimately, man, I don't think there's many bigger names in the game, whether it's NFL, whether it's college, than Jim Harbaugh, Marquette.
Well, that's true, but again, I say 2 years because you have Les Miles. He's trying to build something out there in Kansas. He's trying to really establish himself and just to have some base. Again, you know, that LSU team is still predominantly his guys, so give it 2 years. If it doesn't work out there, then guess what, Michigan? You have a name in Les Miles that you can call on.
Interesting, because I kind of like Les Miles for ASU, and then obviously he goes to Kansas. We get Herm Edwards. The rest is history, but Kansas struggled this season, 3-9, 1-8 in the Big 12, and I actually thought they were going to do a little bit better than they did, and I think it's going to take Les Miles a few years to build that program up. Let's keep it in the Big 10. Wisconsin took care of Minnesota 38-17. I don't know if you happen to catch that game, but to me the mistake was Minnesota's trailing 24-10 early in the fourth quarter. They go for the first down instead of trying to just put points on the board. It could have been 24-13. They're right there. PJ goes for it. I'm not going to necessarily blame him. However, to me, that was the change in the game, and that's when the wheels fell off for the Gophers. Wisconsin goes on from there and just kind of manhandles them, scoring 28 points in the second half to Minnesota's 10. Did you catch that game?
I caught some of it. Again, I think that Wisconsin they just been really consistent and dominant with the running game. And I think that Wisconsin really understood what they need to do. And I love Minnesota. You know, I know that you're an alum of the school. I love what they're doing. Give them another year or so, Andy, and I promise you, you will love your Gophers after that.
Look, I love him anyway, and it's kind of even more special. I don't know how you feel about this, but I think it's more special when your college does something when after the fact, to be quite frank, you know. And when I was there, we weren't very good at football. And, you know, I'm talking to a friend of mine the other day on the phone, and he's like, look, man, I'm rooting for Wisconsin. I'm like, look, dude, I'm from Wisconsin. We're both from that great state. But we went to Minnesota, and my loyalty is to Minnesota. Do I root for Wisconsin most weeks? Absolutely, but not when Minnesota's going up against Wisconsin. So I'm going down with the ship. We lost, and you know what? It's been a great season, like you said, and I do believe in PJ. I think in the next few years they're going to be really good. So do you think anything changes at the top, or are we going to need some of these conference games to get a shakeup? Because I think the top four is pretty set right now.
The top four is set. I think everyone know what's going to happen. I think we kind of predicted it after Bama lost to LSU. I think everything is where it needs to be. And like you said, I'm glad to see someone else in besides Alabama. There should be no way that Nick Saban and the Crimson Tide get in. I like it where it is. And I really want to see Ohio State and Clemson, wherever that may be.
I'm with you, man. I think that would be an unbelievable football game. Joe Burrow, Fields, Dobbins, just so many great players between both those teams. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. Marquette, on the other side, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports. That's John Poulter. We talk some hockey with him, and the Flyers have been on a tear lately, so I got to get the skinny on that. Keep it close, everybody. He's Marquette Sutton. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Just inside the 16, quarterback draw, Jalen Hurts, touchdown!
There's always been an elephant in the room. It was like for me, no one came up to me, the whole spring, coaches included. No one asked me how I felt. No one asked me what was on my mind. No one asked me, you know, how I felt about the things that were going on. Nobody asked me what my future entailed, and that's that. So now it's like when we trying to kind of handle the situation now, it's, for me, it's kind of late. It's too late.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Okay, let's go.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Right side of the net. Now the pass back to him with 18 seconds in the power play. Couturier, so what? Niskanen sneaks down. Shot! Score! Couturier spotted Niskanen. And it's a power play goal. The Flyers lead 4-0. Niskanen is second.
To the point, McDonald flipping one, it goes wide of everything. Wheel just off the bench. Jordan Wheel. Let's see, his lot to do, zigging and zagging. Waiting for the defenseman to come from off the bench. There's Probrov, he scores! May have changed direction in front, but Probrov loaded up and blasted away.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
This is a nice place to visit.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf, Marquette Sutton, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Haven't thrown out the digits yet, so I'm going to do that. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Hit Marquette up. Give out that handle one more time, my friend.
Sure. On Twitter, RealDSTM.
There Real you go. DSTM. Now, go ahead. Say, go ahead, man.
Real. DSTM on Twitter.
All right, and we are now going to welcome in our professor of sports, Marquette. This is the first time you've had the opportunity. I know you've heard him before because you do check us out every now and again on Sirius XM Channel 211, and obviously we're very thankful for them picking us up and all the other outlets that you can catch us, whether it's iHeart, TuneIn, Heartland News Feed, KSRN, Casual Sports Radio Network. There are many ways to check out the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, and we appreciate it. John, welcome into the program. How you doing this morning?
Not too bad, thanks, Andy. Sitting through a bit of an ice storm here in Toronto, which I'm sure is a little different than where you are, but we'll survive. We always do.
Actually, you know what? I don't want to sound like I'm soft or anything, but when it gets like 70 degrees here, 40s, 50s, I'm pretty cold, to be honest with you. And I get a little heat at home because I try to turn the heat on literally, and nobody in my house will let me turn the heat on. So it's like mid-60s in my crib right now. So I'm kind of chill, to be honest with you, John. But
well, you'd be a little disappointed if you were here because the outside temperature is 23 degrees, but with the wind and the ice, it's the equivalent of about 9. So you'd need a blanket as well as your heater today.
Well, I don't wish that upon anybody, but we are going to talk to our professor of sports, John Poulter, who does come to us all the way from Canada. And I normally start out with my Arizona Coyotes, but can't do that today. We got to start out with the Philadelphia Flyers and what they have done in the month of November, John. Nothing short of spectacular. They've gotten themselves in the mix of things in the Metropolitan. Talk a little bit about the Philadelphia Flyers and their run in November.
Well, they're starting to play some pretty good hockey, and that's bad news for my Toronto Maple Leafs because the Leafs are on the road in Philadelphia on Tuesday night. But all of a sudden, with this streak that they've been on, which has not been an outstanding streak, but it's been a steady and consistent streak. I mean, they're only 5-2-3 in their last 10, but all of a sudden they find themselves winning 4 in a row and in third place in that tough Metropolitan Division. Yeah, they're a chunk of points behind the Washington Capitals, who've been playing outstanding hockey and currently lead the entire National Hockey League in points with 43. And they only trail the New York Islanders now by a point. So, you know, that Metropolitan Division has sort of been the home and the property of Washington and Pittsburgh for the last few years. It's kind of nice to see some of these other teams getting in there. And Philadelphia certainly has turned it around. Alain Vigneault, their new coach, obviously a big piece of that. But Fletcher has been building a pretty good team there. They've been building the last few years with some pretty good draft choices. They've had some early draft choices. They've drafted well. They've developed well. they're certainly on the right track. Whether they can catch the Capitals is another story, but you know my theory that by U.S. Thanksgiving, we're sort of starting to see what we have with these teams, and if this is what Philadelphia is going to be for the rest of the season, I think we're in for a pretty good race in that Metro Division for the rest of the season.
All right, John, this is Mark Quett. I am up here in Northeast, you know, by the Boston Bruins, and I see that they got a nice streak going on. Could you tell me what is the keys to their success?
Well, Boston, first of all, Mark Quett, good morning. Nice to have the opportunity to work with you. Boston has always been a pretty solid team, and Toronto is in the same division, so we get to see a lot of the Bruins. They've also had a pretty good season. They're sitting with 41 points right now, which is two behind Washington, but they've won six in a row. They do have two games in hand on Washington, so a little bit a good play from Boston, and all of a sudden they'll find themselves in first place. But Boston has always been a very steady team, but I think the key to their success this year has been the outstanding start from David Pastrnak. I mean, we always knew this young man was a very good hockey player and a good goal scorer, but this year he seems to have taken it to, I shouldn't say taken it to the extreme, but he's certainly taken it to the next step. And there's a lot of good young hockey players on that team. Charlie McAvoy impresses me an awful lot. Somehow or other, Zdeno Chara at the age of 43 continues to roll. Marchand still continues to play that pesky hockey. Bergeron, probably one of the best two-way centers in the league. So yeah, add that to good goaltending with Tuukka Rask and Yaroslav Halak, and you've got a pretty good hockey team. And Boston has had the Toronto Maple Leafs number for the last few years, so I've had an opportunity to see that Boston team quite a lot in playoff seasons, and they're an impressive team. Whether they can keep pace with the Capitals is another story, but I can kind of see those two teams being 1-2 and 1 or 1A for most of the season in the Eastern Conference.
That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mark Quett Sutton, Andy Dorf as well. And, John, let's just keep this conversation going. And now I will ask you about my Arizona Coyotes, who they've lost a couple straight now, but in the second spot there in the Pacific, 34 points on the season, just behind the Edmonton Oilers at 35 points. Obviously, the Blues on top of everything in the Western Conference with their 40 points. The Avalanche pretty close by, too, at 34. And it seems like everybody's in those low 30s. But, you know, we've talked a lot about the Arizona Coyotes making the playoffs, getting to that next level. I really think this is the year, my friend, and they've obviously gotten out of the gates pretty well. 28 games played so far, the 15 wins, 9 losses. Talk a little bit about the Arizona Coyotes and how they're maturing right before our very own eyes.
Well, we've talked a number of times about sort of how topsy-turvy that Pacific Division is, and we've got we've seen some of the teams that we did not expect to see start well in that division have in fact started well. And as you mentioned, we look at the table this morning and we see Edmonton in first place with 35 points, the Coyotes just one behind with 34, and all of a sudden San Jose back in that picture with 31 points and all three teams having played 28 games. We've kind of talked a few times about how poor the San Jose Sharks started out, and they've picked it up lately. They're 8-2 in their last 10, so they're back in the race. They're kind of back where we expected. Edmonton, I still think will come back to the pack at some point. I mean, they've got a great start, and obviously their points on the board, and they can't be taken away. But to focus back in on the Coyotes, they've had a good season. They've been surprising in a few spots. I guess that the thing that sort of really surprises me is that while they haven't managed to take much advantage of home ice, only 7-6-1 at home, they've played extremely well on the road at 8-3-3. And Arizona was the first opponent for the Toronto Maple Leafs after they changed coaches. And quite frankly, I thought that was going to be a very tough game for the Leafs because Arizona has played so well. But that was the one night that Arizona didn't play as well as we have seen them play. And whether it was just the emotion of the Leafs playing with a new coach or whether it was just an off night for Arizona, it's hard to tell. But that's a pretty good, young, solid team. And I'm glad to see there's been some patience there. I think that they need to still add a couple of pieces, but overall, that's a pretty good hockey team. I think they have an excellent chance of making the playoffs. Whether they can win that division is another story, but certainly they're on the right track. And as you mentioned, 15-9-4, 34 points, playing very well, plus 11 in the goal differential. So all things are pointing to the corner being turned in Arizona. Let's just hope they can keep it up.
Now, speaking of the playoffs and where we are right now, who do you think has the best chance of winning the Stanley Cup again?
Well, I think we're Marquette, I think we're down to the two teams we talked about a little earlier, and that's your Bruins and the Washington Capitals. To me, they're the best two teams in the NHL at this point.
John, as always, you know how much I appreciate your time. We'll catch up with you next week, and we'll get you back in your normal time slot at 12 after the hour, my friend.
My pleasure as always, guys. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down hockey like nobody else does. Keep it close, everybody. On the other side, Marquette, we got to get into some NBA basketball because James Harden was putting in some serious work. 60 points in three quarters? Are you kidding me? And Giannis, my man there in Milwaukee, what a season he's having. Better than last year at this point, but tons to get into in the NBA. He's Marquette Sutton. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
Kuznetsov is tumbling to the ice with Chris Kunitz. Fed on to Kuznetsov to Ovechkin. Score! Alex Ovechkin at 1:02 elapsed time. It's 1-0 Capitals. One strike away from a seventh game, or one strike away for the Caps from a meeting with Tampa Bay in the conference final. It is Ovechkin moving back. He gets it on to Kuznetsov, moving on in. He's got it! To the Eastern Conference Final for the first time in 19 years.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Yeah.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired or who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Men, if you want to pee easier, listen to this. A new Nobel Prize discovery was just proven in a clinical trial to help men pee 241% more. ending multiple trips to the bathroom, and the constant urge to go. This breakthrough is finally available in a pill called Prostavive LS, developed by famed men's health expert Dr. Al Sears, and for a limited time, you can get a free bottle. Call 800-769-8155. Patients who've taken Prostavive LS are singing its praises.
Hi, my name is Paul, and I'm 73 years old. I used to get up multiple times a night to go to the bathroom, but after taking Prostavive LS, I now sleep through the night.
Prostavive LS does not require a prescription, and there are no side effects. But this free bottle is not available in stores. Call 800-769-8155 to get your free bottle of this Nobel Prize-winning discovery proven in clinical trials to help men pee 241% more. That's 800-769-8155.
Rebound, James Harden! James Harden gets the rebound! Can you believe it?
Harden. A swag step there for James Harden. They go once again into Vonleh, going in a piece of it, stolen by Harden! Harden for the slam to seal the deal!
61, the Gordon three, and then the terrific defense, Gordon forced a turnover, and then Harden! A swag step there for James Harden!
This is Dorf on Sports.
How about that guy?
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me today is Marquette Sutton, all the way from Connecticut. I come to you from Phoenix, Arizona. We appreciate you checking us out on SiriusXM Channel 211 and all of the other outlets, whether it's iHeart, TuneIn, KSRN, Casual Sports Radio Network, Heartland Newsfeed. We appreciate you guys picking us up and get at us. Let's talk about the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. Again, so much to get into in the NBA, Marquette. And James Harden goes off for 60 points. Their team scores 158. I mean, what a night for the Houston Rockets, just destroying the Atlanta Hawks, who are obviously struggling early in the season. But I know you got some feelings on James Harden, man. Is this guy the best one-on-one NBA basketball player that we've ever seen?
I would say right now he is definitely an entertainer. Love to watch him. Best one-on-one? No. Again, I think at this point, and we talked about this plenty of times, defense is optional in the NBA. But I would say I am liking how him and Russ are really gelling together. I didn't think it would work. Again, it's still early. You know, we'll see in February and, you know, so on. But I will say I do love it at this point.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, all the naysayers are out there and talking about this combination can't work. These guys did play together, as we all know, early in their careers at Oklahoma City, and it seemed to work just fine when it was KD, James, and Russell. And the only problem there is they obviously couldn't win the championship and get it done, but they played tremendous basketball together, and now you have Harden and Westbrook together. And I actually think, I mean, we know that this is James Harden's team, and I actually think that Westbrook has had to change his game a little bit. I mean, I think in the first couple games, he was like too fast for these guys, to be honest with you. And his assists are down a little bit this year, which is kind of surprising because he's actually got better shooting now with the Houston Rockets than he did with the Oklahoma City Thunder. But I think if there's somebody deferring right now, it's got to be Westbrook who's deferring to James Harden, wouldn't you say?
I will agree with you totally. I think this 1-2 punch is what James Harden needed. You know, he starts off very fresh, starts off very fast, but now he's saying, look, I'm going to let Russ finish the other half of the season. I'm going to let Russ be my guy, not my number two, but be my guy. So when I need him, I will defer to him, and we can really take this to the next level. And all the knocks on James Harden has, he can't win the big one. And really added in Russ, really added in a team that he's comfortable with, I really feel they can go deep into the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree with you on the defense's optional part, and I think that that ultimately may be the thing that does the Houston Rockets in. I've never been a huge fan of Mike D'Antoni and his system. Obviously, I saw him here for a long time with the Phoenix Suns, and it was fun. They won a lot of games, but they never did anything in the playoffs. So looking at things the way they are right now, how shocked are you with the way that the Los Angeles Lakers have gotten out of the gates? Obviously, winners of 10 straight. You got the Milwaukee Bucks on the other side, winners of 11 straight right now. Are you somewhat shocked that the Lakers are gelling this quick?
Well, not really. I think that LeBron James, you know, he's one of my favorite players, as always, but he's a team leader. And when you're following a team leader, someone who's seasoned like LeBron, he understands how to get a team together. AD, coming out of New Orleans, he wanted to be with a team leader. He wanted to be with a team. And I think that's what you have here in the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, on the other side, I think that people are not giving Milwaukee their due respect. I understand, you know, they didn't win the big one. But how do you feel about everyone pushing off Giannis as not in top three player at this time?
Look, I mean, that's crazy, right? I mean, at the end of the day, this guy is incredibly special. I don't know if we'll ever see another ball player like Giannis Antetokounmpo in our lifetimes. And, you know, I said the same thing about Michael Jordan, and I firmly believe we'll never see another Michael Jordan. And you mentioned LeBron James. I, too, am a huge fan of greatness, and this guy is absolutely the definition of greatness to me as well. And I just appreciate it. I really do. I think what we're watching with this guy is incredibly special. And, you know, you put LeBron James on any basketball team, Marquette, and they become a contender. I don't care if he has a bunch of scrubs playing with him or if he's got guys like AD playing with him. You put LeBron James in the mix, and your team automatically becomes an NBA contender. And I would have to say I feel the same way about Giannis Antetokounmpo right now. You look at what the Bucks are doing, and I agree with you, man. Winners of 11 straight, when they were winning all those games last year, they didn't even win 8 straight games. So they're playing better than they were last year. I think that the bar is extremely high for people, and dude, they're ripping up the league. They're 17-3. You know, you got the Lakers who are 17-2. So right now, these two teams are absolutely making a joke and a mockery of the NBA at this point. That's another great question. You know, you look at the standings, and the East and the West are extremely balanced right now, Marquette. I mean, look, both sides have 7 teams that are over 500, and then you get to that A spot, bam. You got teams that are under 500 in the playoffs right now. So people were talking about how the West is so good. Things have changed in the offseason, in the balance of power. With all the moves, I think it's the best thing possible for the NBA.
I think this is the best thing to happen because, like you said, Minnesota is sitting at top. And Minnesota said, look, I know we didn't get the respect that we deserved, but guess what? We're going to show you this here. Also, you can't negate what Boston is doing. Getting rid of Kyrie was probably the best thing that happened to Boston. Boston is saying, we're going to play our ball, we're going to play our brand, and we're going to be very successful. And one team that's a shocker and people, you know, didn't want to give them their credit is the Raptors. The Raptors are sitting second in the Eastern Conference. Who would have thought the Raptors would have still been dominant at this point?
No, that's a great point. I mean, you got to give Nick Nurse and those guys a lot of credit, man. They just go out there and they ball. And, you know, when you are a champion, all of a sudden you have this confidence in your abilities that you know you can go out there and you can win ball games. And I agree with you, man, that the early season noise was obviously from the Phoenix Suns, who have come back to earth in a major way. They're now under 500. And I also say the Miami Heat getting out of the gates the way that they did. Butler now with them and making some noise. And you're right, Boston playing pretty well. They've come down to earth a little bit as well. They're now in the fourth spot in the Eastern Conference. I'm expecting Philadelphia to make a jump. How do you feel about Philadelphia?
Well, Philadelphia still has not rubbed me the right way yet. I think Embiid, he is all talk. Again, no disrespect to him, but I'm just not seeing that it factor in him. I think, you know, you have so many pieces that were around him to kind of hit his game, And I think as the season progresses, you're going to see Philly really trying to scratch for that sixth seed. Because as of right now and as of how everything is constructed, the East is pretty powerful and they have pretty powerful teams. So I'm still waiting for Philly to woo me, and they have not done that yet, Andy.
All right, you're hanging out with Marquette Sutton, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Check out Marquette on Facebook at Don't Shoot the Messenger Podcast. Obviously, you can check out my fan page, Dorf on Sports, on Facebook as well. And let's just keep it rolling. What about Brooklyn, man? They seem to be better without Kyrie in the lineup. Is that crazy or what?
Listen, every team is better without Kyrie within the past 3 years. And I'm sorry to say, but I think that we have seen Brooklyn play Brooklyn ball like Boston. We've seen Brooklyn be really dominant. And when you don't have someone who's really all about themselves, you are a better team. You know, take out a few pieces, add a few pieces in, and you're going to see Brooklyn, you know, really push. The question is Kyrie ready to return to a team that doesn't need him?
Good question. I mean, that's a great question. And ultimately, man, we know how ball dominant Kyrie is, and we know how great of a handle he has. We're not questioning his ability. We're questioning his ability to be a leader. I think that that's what both of us are doing, if I'm not mistaken, Marquette. Hey, let's shoot to the Western Conference a little bit. Denver Nuggets are now in the second spot. They've been playing a little bit better, 8-2 in their last 10 games. The Clippers are in the third spot. We talked about the Rockets a little bit. The Dallas Mavericks, are they a little bit of a surprise? And how good do you think Luka Doncic can be?
Luka Doncic could probably be the second best player next to Giannis, man. I love his game. I really was on to this kid before the NBA, and I watched him progress. I watched him get better. Again, having that leadership, having that sense of urgency, because he knows we have to win now. We have the Lakers, we have the Clippers, and then we have everyone else. So in order for us to compete, we really have to put the ball in Luka Doncic's hands. And that's what the Mavericks have been doing, and I love it. I love it, man.
What about the Portland Trail Blazers? You and I probably are not big fans of Carmelo Anthony. We do have a buddy that absolutely loves him, our buddy Trey Larkins. He loves Carmelo Anthony, but Portland, obviously on the outside looking in right now, they have won three straight. I expect them to make a huge move, to be honest with you, when their big guy gets back and they have all their pieces, and I do not expect them to miss the playoffs. But how do you feel about Carmelo and the addition, and what does he bring to Portland if he brings anything to Portland?
Well, shout out to my boy Chris G. He's a huge Portland fan, and I don't think really Carmelo brings anything at this time. I feel that Carmelo was kind of a gift, so to speak, but he's not the gift that the Portland Trail Blazers need at this time. I think that Carmelo is playing with a sense of urgency because he knows it's now or never, but I really don't feel that Portland was the right fit for him at this point. I mean, he could have went back to the Knicks. He even could have joined the Nets. But Portland, that's not the wing that they really needed. But more power to him, and I hope that he has much success out there.
All right, let's hit the phones real quick, 1-800-878-7529. I think we probably have Mitch in Santa Monica, if I'm not mistaken. Mitch, you got Andy Dorf, you got Marquette Sutton filling in today for Mike Wilson. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. What's on your mind today?
Listen, I'm not going to take much of your time because I got a special guest here. I got Max from Berkeley next to me. I thought you might want to interview a Cal, University of California, Berkeley marching bass. Right here.
You know what? Hey, that is true, and I've actually had the privilege of meeting Max when he came to Phoenix, Arizona for that crazy bowl game last season. Max, hey, congratulations. Big win for you guys against UCLA.
Thanks, man. Hey, it's a great time to be a Cal Bear at the moment. Going bowling for the first time back-to-back years in the past two decades. You know, Justin Wilcox, Chase Garbers, they're bringing this program back up. You know, we had a great start at the beginning, and then Chase got injured. But, you know, the Bears are making a comeback. Chase Garbers is 6-0 when he starts and ends the game. You know, we're getting back up there. It's a great time to be a Bear. Go Bears, baby.
I love it, man. Mitch and Max in Santa Monica today. Thank you guys for the call. Always a lot of love to you guys. And we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll wrap up hour number one. And then, obviously, hour number two, all about the NFL. Keep it close, everybody. He's Marquette Sutton. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Butler with 4 seconds left. Butler denied by James. And Smith calls a timeout. Heads up play by Smith as he turned and called the timeout after the rejection from James.
Green looking to the front court.
Here's LeBron.
James catch off. Fires. Ball game. He did it. LeBron James wins it for Cleveland.
This is Dorf on Sports.
LeBron James coming to the studio.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for the business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time for hour number one. Hanging out with me today, doing a great job, by the way, Marquette Sutton, all the way from Connecticut. Dorfman coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. You can always reach out and touch us, 1-800-878-7529. Check out Marquette Sutton's Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast. Check out the Dorfman's Dorf on Sports page on Facebook. And Marquette, hour number one has flown by, my friend. Hour number two is all about the NFL. So I hope you're ready to chop up these games. I mean, some really, really good ones, and probably the best one, at least in my mind, Ravens and 49ers. And I know how big of a 49er fan you are, my friend.
Man, I'm probably one of the biggest 49ers fans in Connecticut. It is a great game. Oh, man, Andy, I am shaking. I can't wait, man. I can't wait.
No, it's going to be a great day. It always is a great day in the NFL. And I can't even believe, man, week 13 in the NFL is already here. It's absolutely insane how quick the NFL season goes. And another thing that'll be interesting, do you think the Bengals will win a football game before the end of the year? And can you think of a better opportunity than playing the Jets, Marquette?
I think that they will get their first win. I think that is destined for them. You know, anything can happen on any given Sunday, man. So I hope that the Bengals get that one win. Just one. That's it.
All right, man. Hour number one is in the books. Hour number two is coming up. It's all about the NFL with Marquette Sutton and Andy Dorf hanging out with you here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Three proposed rule changes by the Trump administration could cause millions of people across the country to lose food stamps and decrease the size of the benefits for millions more. Over the past year, the Department of Agriculture proposed three changes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP. The new rules create stricter work requirements for program eligibility, cap deductions for utility allowances, and reform for the way 40 states automatically enroll families into SNAP when they receive other forms of federal aid. A study by the Urban Institute examined the three rules in combination and found that 3.7 million fewer people would receive SNAP in an average month, 2.2 million households would see their average monthly benefits drop by $127, and more than 3 million would see an average drop of $37 per month, and almost 1 million students would lose access for free or reduced lunches. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
The United Auto Workers and Fiat Chrysler reached a tentative agreement on a new four-year contract, which includes a total of $9 billion in investments, but still needs final approval from the workers. Both sides declined to offer details on the deal, but it includes a $9,000 signing bonus for each employee, a promise not to close any factories for the next 4 years, and a commitment to keep making vehicles at a plant in Belvidere, Illinois. The UAW FCA Council will meet December 4th to go over the details of the tentative agreement. The search and rescue operation for earthquake survivors in Albania has ended, according to the Prime Minister, with the death toll at 51 and no more bodies expected to be in the ruins. Prime Minister Edi Rama said preliminary figures showed more than 1,500 buildings in the capital, Tirana, seriously damaged in the 6.4 magnitude quake. About 2,000 people were injured. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
800-965-1290.
There are new economic numbers, and Thanksgiving spending is way up. USA Radio's Robin Walensky has more.
The new numbers out tell the story of a booming U.S. economy. Adobe Analytics finds consumers spending at a record high this Thanksgiving, $4.1 billion. That's up 14.5% from last year. Projected sales from Black Friday at more than $7 billion. And Adobe Analytics projects Cyber Monday sales will top $9 billion.
This year, holiday stress will take on a whole new meaning for online retailers. Amazon, Walmart, and others have promised to deliver more of their orders within 24 hours of customers clicking on buy. The coming weeks will be the first test of whether they can make that happen during the busy holiday shopping season. It's an expensive feat that requires not just additional planes and vehicles, but more workers and reams of data to help retailers prepare and predict what shoppers might buy. And the stakes to deliver on time are high. A late package can damage a retailer's reputation, since shoppers tend to blame them, even if the late arrival is the fault of the delivery company. Shippers say they're ready for the influx of packages. UPS, which says next day air shipments jumped 24% in the most recent quarter, has built more package sortation hubs that will help process an additional 400,000 pieces per hour. And the U.S. Postal Service says it will be delivering packages in more cities on Sundays during the holidays. For
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radio activity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning, the program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the globe. He's Marquette Sutton. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Tons to get into in the NFL, whether it's the 49ers playing the Ravens, the Titans playing the Colts. You obviously got the Browns and the Steelers going back at it one more time, and then the Raiders and the Chiefs, and don't forget about the Patriots and the Texans. Some really, really good football games here in Week 13, Marquette. Looking forward to chopping up the NFL with you, my friend.
Yes, sir. Same here, man. Same here.
A lot to get into, obviously, with the Raiders and Chiefs. That has some huge playoff implications. Patriots, Texans, huge playoff implications. 49ers trying to keep that home field advantage. Ravens would like a shot at the home field advantage, so they could use some help from the Texans. Man, oh, man, it's going to be a great hour. On the other side, we're going to hook up with Brian Snow, the snowman in the morning. We'll hang out with Marquette Sutton and Dorfman right here. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
It's time to play Vomit or No Vomit, brought to you by Nauseen.
Let's jump right in. Imagine the night before Thanksgiving, you partied too hard. Now you're suffering through Turkey Day, trying not to Ralph on Uncle Ralph. Bob, do you A, vomit, B, guzzle the pink stuff, C, take fast-acting Nauseen?
Take Nauseen?
Correct. Nauseen's four-minute formula quickly relieves stomach discomfort from overindulging in food or drink.
Get fast-acting Nauseen now. Available in stores everywhere. Use only as directed.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now for an important announcement. Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. And for a limited time, pick a free Purple product with your mattress purchase by texting SLEEPY to 84888. The coolest sleep of your life and a free Purple product by texting SLEEPY to 84888. That's S-L-E-E-P-Y to 84888.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash today? Have bad credit or maxed out cards? GotLoans.com can help. GotLoans.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 100 different lenders. You can get up to $5,000 with no paperwork. Get your cash as soon as tomorrow. Just have a checking account and a regular income source. For the personal loan you need now, whatever your credit, it's GotLoans.com. On your smartphone or computer, GotLoans.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
To the players, reality is one against one. Move and counter move. Helmet to helmet. Nowhere is this conflict more evident than at the fringe of battle where the receiver and cornerback match glares. Here, cunning and speed determine the victor. One on one, the battle where the loser bleeds alone on an open field.
Hayden Hurst goes in motion, sets to the right side of the line. Dolphins showing blitz up the middle, they bring it. Jackson, play action, throws complete. Hollywood Brown has it at the 30. Jackson sets in the shotgun. Third down and three from the Ravens 17. Mark Ingram sets to the right. Jackson wants to throw, has all day, going deep down the middle of the field, looking for Hollywood Brown. He's got him. Dolphins 30, leg race 20, and he's going to score. Hollywood Brown, his second touchdown on his second catch in the NFL.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Hanging out with Marquette Sutton. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We are now going to be joined by Brian Snow, Snowman in the Morning. You can catch him on Arena Sportsnet. And I think this is going to be a really, really difficult segment for me because I'm up against it right now with two huge 49er fans. And obviously, we're going to be talking a lot about Ravens and 49ers. We'll be going at it in just a little bit here today. And it's a really, really wet, sloppy day there in Baltimore, right around 45 degrees. It's raining. It's going to be sloppy throughout the game. First and foremost, welcome in, Snowman. How you doing, buddy?
Thanks for having me, Dorf, as always. Love being on with you.
All right, so let's get right to it, fellas. Marquette, I'll give you kind of the first word on this. 49ers, Ravens, Jimmy G, Lamar Jackson. In all honesty, does it get much better than this in week 13 of the NFL, Marquette?
Oh, man, Santa Claus came a bit early for us 49ers fans, man, to be sitting at 10-1, man. It's a great opportunity for us. I love it. And I think that Jimmy G has been listening to everyone put Lamar Jackson in front of him. Jimmy G says, listen, I am playing great ball as well. I understand that Lamar is very electrifying, but guess what? I have got my team to this 10-1 start, and I'm going to show you why this afternoon.
And not only that, when you look at it, Snowman, 6-0 on the road for the 49ers, that's an impressive mark. And I don't care who they're playing. You know, people make too much about the schedule. Well, they took care of the Green Bay Packers in a major way, and I appreciate neither one of you guys giving me too much static about that. But the truth is, you know what? You don't make your schedule. You play your schedule. And the 49ers, in my humble opinion, for the most part, have dominated their schedule, Snowman.
You know something, Dorf, you and I talked about this. There have been so many, I think both of you will appreciate this. There have been so many haters this year when it comes to the 49ers because the argument still remains. They haven't played anyone yet. They beat the Browns on Monday night. They lost in overtime in a thriller on the last play of the game to Seattle. They beat Green Bay on Sunday Night Football. They've beaten just about, except for Seattle, they've beaten everybody in front of them. And what people tend to forget, the defending division champions, the Los Angeles Rams, got pummeled by San Francisco 20-7. I love Lamar Jackson. I've loved him since his days at Louisville, but he has not seen a defense this ferocious.
Marquette, go ahead, man.
Listen, I have to agree, man. This is 1-2. And I understand what people are saying, you know, Lamar Jackson, he's great. But I have to agree with Snowman. He has not seen anyone, you know, this defense that is just so powerful as the 49ers. Also, the 49ers play a zone defense. And the zone defense, if you don't know, is keeping everything in front of you. So we like to play zone, and we're going to really keep an eye out on Lamar and everyone else. Even though Hollywood Brown is good, but he doesn't have those deep threats that he really needs, especially in a game like today, man.
I don't disagree with you fellas about Lamar Jackson not seeing a defense like the 49ers, but let me ask you guys this. Has the 49ers defense seen a quarterback like Lamar Jackson? Go ahead, Marquette.
Yes, we have, and that man is Bad Russell Wilson. We saw him a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
I think that game prepared us for this game today. Not only that, but Russell, he is very seasoned, and to see him fluster, it made me feel so good because I said anybody after this point, they are in for it. So, yes, we are ready for the challenge.
You know, I'm going to have to humbly disagree with you. I think that Russell Wilson is a much different quarterback than Lamar Jackson, fellas. You look at what Lamar Jackson has done on the ground. This guy's practically a running back playing quarterback. I mean, in all honesty, he's so tough to handle. He's so tough to bring down. Their running attack is ridiculous, to be quite honest with you, with Mark Ingram, Lamar Jackson, the other guy that they got running. This is a really, really high-powered offense. And what I love about Lamar Jackson is he's doing it with his arm and his legs. And more often, he's doing it with his arm than his legs, Snowman.
Absolutely he is. He carved up the Rams for 5 touchdowns. I'll make the statement again. Lamar Jackson hasn't seen a defense this ferocious. And facing Russell Wilson on Monday Night Football got us prepared for what we're going to see today. Is the weather going to play a factor? You better believe it is. Is the time going to play a factor? You better believe it is. But we've been through this before, Marquette, when we went to Washington, D.C. in a slop fest at FedEx Field, and all it took was 3 field goals to win the game. This is a much stiffer test this late in the season. I can't wait for it.
Go ahead, Marquette. Jump back in.
You know what? And everything that Snowman is saying, man, I have to concur. I have to agree with. But I think it's going to be better for our defense because we don't have to play no, you know, muddy, sloppy, you know, stadium like out there in Washington. We get to play on some nice turf. We get to really watch Lamar be frustrated because he's not going to be able to get a lot of that grip. Also, I know people are really raving on Mark Ingram. I am too, his resurgence. But again, what's going to happen when he gets hitting them up? What's going to happen when he can't get those 5 yards that he's been averaging? What's going to happen when he gets frustrated? And that's going to lead to one thing. They have to get the receivers involved. And I feel our secondary is definitely ready for that challenge.
All right, so what kind of game does George Kittle have? I mean, the guy's unbelievable. Maybe the best tight end in the game. Who's the guy that has to really step up for the 49ers? Marquette, you first.
Emmanuel Sanders. Emmanuel Sanders has to step up, and Emmanuel Sanders has to be who we know him to be. You know, I think that Emmanuel Sanders is saying, guess what? I'm here. I got you, Kittle, and everything's going to be all right. So expect Emmanuel Sanders to have a great game. One touchdown, at least.
Snowman, in your opinion, is it Emmanuel Sanders or somebody else or a combination of guys?
It's a combination of guys. Emmanuel Sanders, I definitely agree with, but I'm also going to say Tevin Coleman. He's going to be the key with Matt Breida being out today. Just got the word Breida is out today. Joe Staley also out today with an injury. But the advantage for the 49ers, they're 10-1, and they're very beat up right now. Imagine when they get healthy in January.
All right, Snowman, as I like to do, before we let you out of here, give me a prediction. I want the score on this one, man.
Well, I called for it on my show on Friday. I'm going to go ahead and stick with it. I say San Francisco 24, Baltimore 20.
That's you know what? I think that's a pretty fair score. It's either going to wind up being a little bit slow and sloppy, obviously because of the weather, or there's going to wind up being some crazy defensive plays, and it could be a high-scoring game. But I actually like that score, 24-20, and you're taking the 49ers. What do you got in this one, Marquette?
Yeah. Well, I mean, close to Wes Snowman said, I'm going to give it 49ers 24, Ravens 21.
Wow, okay, man, that's a tight game. You guys, I'll tell you what, just so you know, Ravens are favored by 5.5, and I'll tell
I'm
you
not
what,
surprised.
It's tough to beat that number.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Ravens actually pull off a win, because you're talking about two of the best running games in the NFL.
Don't disagree. Snowman, as always, appreciate your time. We'll catch up with you next week or whenever we can, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Brian Snow hanging out with us, Marquette Sutton, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Garoppolo in the shotgun, two receivers right, one to the left. High to the left of Garoppolo. He waits on the snap. He's got it. Garoppolo back to throw. Fires over the middle. That's caught by Kittle. Dives for the end zone. And in for the touchdown. First down and goal. San Francisco from the 1. 10th play of the drive coming up. Garoppolo on the quarterback sneak. Surges ahead. Into the end zone. Touchdown, San Francisco.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you this was the biggest loss of my whole career.
Really?
Great for you guys. So what if a bookie gets hit hard?
Big joke. Big joke.
Never occurs to you that I got a wife and kids like other people. Well, there goes the 2 weeks of camp I promised the kids this summer. What are you going to do with all that loot?
Get an operation so I can play my violin again.
Higgins goes wide left. Landry inside of him, and then inside of him, it's Njoku. Beckham near side wide right. Chubb on the right hip of Mayfield. Shotgun takes the snap. Baker back. Baker back. Baker looking. Baker firing. Down the middle. Got a man. It's Higgins to the three.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. I would be Andy Dorf. He's Marquette Sutton. Obviously, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. And by the way, you can check out my man Marquette Sutton in Connecticut. He's on 94.3 in Connecticut, the Juan Castillo Morning Show. You can get at him on Twitter. It's RealDSTM1 and also on Instagram at RealDSTM. Facebook is Don't Shoot the Messenger Podcast. For the Dorf Man, it's Dorf on Sports, obviously on Twitter. And then also you can check out the fan page on Facebook at Dorf on Sports. And, you know, Marquette, a few weeks ago we had a crazy occurrence that happened with the Steelers and the Browns. Obviously, things have kind of settled down a little bit, but that means that these two teams are going to be battling it out once again on the football field. No Mason Rudolph. They made the change last week. And you know what? If there's one thing about Mike Tomlin, I love that guy. He is one of the best coaches that I've ever seen in the NFL, and he makes more with less than most do. The guy loses the Killer Bees, Big Ben, A.B., and Le'Veon Bell, and you know what? The Steelers are right there in the hunt, in the thick of things. What do you think about the Browns and the Steelers today? Is revenge on these two teams mine? Like, how does this one play out? I mean, it's going to be an interesting game, that's for sure.
Well, Andy, this is a must-win for both teams, and I will say it's more of a must-win for the Browns because they are now 3-2, you know, for their last five games. And the Steelers, like you said, man, Tom's he just finds a way to do it, man. They are 4-1 in the last five games. But I think this one, the Browns are going to have to really put that Super Bowl-bound talk to really the test today. And they're going to really have to say, okay, either put up or shut up. But this one, man, I feel that the Browns are going to come off victorious on this one. I feel that the Browns are really hungry. They're motivated. And this is going to be a good one, man.
I know it is. It's definitely going to be a good one. How do you feel about Baker Mayfield? I'm kind of up and down on the guy. I'm one of those guys that likes to see guys earn their stripes and do things for years before I, you know, think that they're the greatest thing since sliced bread. And I'm not really on the Baker Mayfield boat. How do you feel about Baker?
I have to agree with you, man. I'm really not on a Baker Mayfield train, boat, car, bus, however you want to put it. I think that he is a real, you know, excitement for the Browns. I think that, you know, having Landry and having an OBJ, you know, having a young quarterback, that's fine. But like you said, man, he really hasn't proven himself. I think that there are other quarterbacks that should be and could be starting with Cleveland, probably get him more wins. But I'm really not sold on Baker at this point. I feel, you know, if he doesn't, you know, do what he needs to do this season, Kitchens, man, you're going to have to look for a change, man. Come on.
Or what about Kitchens being that change? I mean, it's a lot easier to get rid of the head coach than it is and have to start all over with getting new quarterbacks through the draft or free agency or whatever, however you may do it. If there is a guy to go, I'm going to say it's Freddie Kitchens. And you know what? The rest of the season will obviously determine that. And they have a lot of guys that can make plays. Nick Chubb, like you said, Landry, OBJ. We also forgot about Kareem Hunt, who's back in the mix for them. So this guy has a bevy of weapons, man, doesn't he?
Yes, he does, man. Yes, he does. I think Kitchens, I don't know. It's my two-year policy, man. Give coaches 2 to 4 years. Let them develop. Let Kitchens settle in there. He has the weapons. He has the team that they need. And I know it sounds crazy to possibly win a Super Bowl down the line. Let those guys get in there. Change the quarterback. Get a younger quarterback. Someone maybe seasoned who can really help propel that team. And leave Kitchens alone, man. Leave Kitchens alone. He's doing just fine with what he has, man. And I really hope that they leave this Browns team alone so I can really root for them one day and say, hey, good job, Browns.
Well, I'm not a huge Browns fan in general. And, you know, you mentioned about Super Bowls and things like that. This is another team that has those types of aspirations, and that would be the Kansas City Chiefs, who are playing the Raiders. A huge game for both teams. You know, the Raiders got to keep themselves in the playoff mix. Chiefs want to keep themselves on top of that division. Patrick Mahomes, Derek Carr, a lot of playmakers on both sides of the field here. I expect a pretty high-scoring game, and I do expect the Chiefs to show up at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City against the Raiders. When you lose the way that the Raiders did last week against the Jets, I think that's a definite, like, you have to look at that and say disaster is coming, don't you?
Yes, you do, man. You know, everyone going into that game, we just knew that the Raiders were coming out on top. You know, they're going to go and play the Chiefs. And it's going to be all Mary, but the Jets had a different story about that. But they have to avenge this loss. Then you're going, you know, into your rival game. And this is a big one. Patrick Mahomes, he's letting everyone, you know, love Lamar Jackson. But dude is 19-for-2 when it comes to touchdowns to interceptions. So he has a lot to say about that. So the test is going to be for the Raiders. And how do they stop Mahomes, who is semi-healthy and ready to make that playoff run?
No, and I think you just hit the nail on the head. This is the first time we've seen Patrick Mahomes have to deal with that type of adversity, obviously being injured throughout the season. And you know what? Like you said, still putting up pretty good numbers, almost 3,000 yards on the season, the 19 touchdowns that you talked about. I think the Chiefs will be tough. They're going to be a tough out. But obviously, I'm thinking Baltimore Ravens and Patriots right now. And speaking of that, Patriots and the Texans, that's another hell of a matchup. Big-time matchup with two quarterbacks. Tom Brady, obviously kind of in the later stages of his career, but the guy's still fantastic. Even though he's not having the greatest season as far as we can tell for Tom Brady, but with that being said, his team is 10-1. The Texans are 7-4. This is a huge football game. I really expect D-Hop and my buddy D-Watt to go out there and have a huge game for the Texans. How about you?
Well, this is not going to be the game to do that. And people are, you know, really negating the fact that the Patriots are 10-1. I know it sounds crazy. The Patriots are 10-1, and people are still looking at them like they have not won 6 Super Bowls. But I think that the Texans, this is where you're going to see the men amongst boys. And Bill Belichick, he has something. You know, we never see him really put it all together, show everything. He had about 10 plays. He's going to save the rest of that for the playoffs. And Tom Brady, he's not too shabby. Again, I know we're so used to him putting up these huge numbers, but the Patriots are still 10-1, people. They are still winning, you know. So people tend to, you know, want to see the Patriots put up all these numbers. But, hey, man, you're old school, Andy. You know, win is a win. Just get it done. And that's what the Patriots have been doing.
Well, and you hit the nail on the head the other day on that post on Facebook that you said, you know what, six chips later, people can say whatever they want about their schedule. At the end of the day, when push comes to shove and it's all on the line, the New England Patriots get it done in the Super Bowl. So I thought that that was an excellent comment. One more I want to get in, and then obviously we got to get our Dallas Cowboy talk in here real fast. Titans and the Colts, man. Jacoby Brissett, and I think that the Titans have found something in Tannehill. It's kind of crazy, but this is a huge game with huge implications for the AFC playoff picture.
I tell you what, man. My surprise team, and I said it on my podcast, it's the Colts. They are sneaky good. The Colts are finding a way to get it done. Brissett has stepped in and said, you know what, Andy Luck, thank you for your services, but I'll take it from here. And that defense has not been too bad. I like what the Titans are doing, you know, adding Tannehill, but I just don't think that it's just going to be enough for this sneaky Colts team. And if they get in, Andy, I'm telling you, mark my words, the Colts are going to give a lot of team fits out there, a lot of fits.
No, I agree. I think they're going to be a tough out as well if they can get in. A really good offensive line built to win right now because of Andrew Luck. And, you know, Jacoby Brissett has come in pretty nicely. Obviously, he's not the guy that Andrew Luck is, but let him grow into that position a little bit. All right, real quickly, man, the Dallas Cowboys still can't beat a winning team. Is this the end for Jason Garrett, which should have happened probably 2 years ago now?
This should have been the end for Jerry Jones as well. You know, this has to stop. Let it go, Jerry. You please, if you can hear me, delegate some of those services to someone else, the GM, the president role. You keep, you know, the owner role. You got it, man. But, I like Garrett, good guy, but he's not doing what he needs to do. And I think that we've seen the last of Garrett, man. This is it, man. This is it.
I do. I think that this will be the end for him. And the Saints won the other day, but it was pretty alarming to see those three onside kicks. One of them obviously got negated because the guy was offsides, but he really wasn't offsides. So the truth is that the Falcons were able to convert three onside kicks against the Saints. A little cause for concern for them moving forward?
Yes, yes, yes. Especially going to play the 49ers, man. That's not what you want to be in position when you're playing some good teams down the stretch, man. No.
I agree. All right, folks, we're going to take a little pause for the cause. We're going to come back and do what we do with our picks on what happens in the games today. He's Marquette Sutton. I'm Andy Dorf. And, yes, you're hanging out on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
We got a lot of work to do, but this is a good start.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing. So get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired or who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
The heroes of the 60s, like the game itself, seem larger than life size.
All right, now I want you to listen to me, and listen good. Because this is what we're going to do. We're going to run the ball, we're going to pass the ball, we're going right down this field, and we're going to score.
Four receiver set, two right, two left. First down at the Detroit 27. Murray back to pass, looking, throws it, middle of the field for Johnson, caught for a touchdown. Kyler Murray's first NFL touchdown, a beautiful throw to David Johnson, and the Cardinals are back in the game with 5:57 to play.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
No, it's definitely not fantasy football, people. Welcome back in. He's Marquette Sutton. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, which, by the way, we are always live every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Catch us wherever, however, obviously on Sirius XM Channel 211, iHeart TuneIn, Heartland Newsfeed, KSRN, Casual Sports Radio Network, tons of places to check us out. And speaking of Marquette Sutton, you can always check him out on the Juan Castillo Morning Show there in Connecticut, 94.3. You can also get him on Twitter at RealDSTM1 and on Instagram at RealDSTM. And don't forget about his Facebook page, Don't Shoot the Messenger Podcast. Obviously, for me, it's Dorf on Sports on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports on Facebook. And Marquette, my man, it's that time of the show where we go through all of the games. And then before we get out of here in the next segment, right before the top of the hour, we give our parting shots. And don't forget, people, I come back late night talking NFL Rewind Week 13. I honestly cannot believe it. I'll do that on Sports Overnight America. That starts at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So Dorfman gets at you so many different ways, so many different times. If you didn't know, I love talking sports, and let's get after it, man. This is kind of the part of the program that's a little interesting, because some of these games, Marquette, I don't even want to talk about, but we have to because they're on the docket. They're playing the game, so we need to talk about them a little bit, and we'll start it off with the J-E-T-S, Jets, playing the Bengals, who are 0-11. Could the Bengals go 0-4 on the season? Maybe, but quite frankly, this could be an opportunity to win against a pretty bad Jets team. So, with that being said, Bengals are a 3-point underdog at home, and I'll tell you what, dogs at home, when it's this kind of a line, it's sort of enticing to take that home team. However, when you're 0-11, it's hard for the Dorfman to do that. I got to take the Jets, even though they stink pretty bad too, Marquette. So I'm going Jets, and I think that they get it done by about a touchdown or so.
Oh, man, listen, man, I think that the Jets are still drunk from that win over the Raiders, and I think that the Bengals are saying, guess what? You're in our house now. That 3 points, we'll take it, we'll eat it, and we'll get our first win.
Really? You're going Bengals. Okay. I got Jets. You got Bengals. We talked a little bit about this matchup. Titans playing the Colts, and obviously an interesting matchup of quarterbacks, a young Jacoby Brissett and Tannehill, a guy that's been around the league but somewhat finding his way with the Titans right now. And they have a really good running game with Derrick Henry. I love that guy. A.J. Brown is a decent receiver for them as well. So I think this is one of those really, really ugly games. And the Titans are a one-point favorite on the road. And the thing that I'm a little bit concerned about for the Colts is their running game. So Marlon Mack banged up. I don't know if he's even able to go. So truth be told, I'm going to shock you, I think. I'm taking the Titans in this one to beat the Colts. There's something about the Titans and Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill has these guys playing well. I think they believe in him. And the Colts, I think they're good. But I think they're maybe a year or two away. I'm taking the Titans in a close one.
Andy, man, this is where we disagree again, but I still love you. I am not a fan of Tannehill. I mean, I saw what he's done in Miami. We've seen his picture before, but what we have not seen is a Brissett that has something to prove. That Colts defense, like I said before, they are sneaky good, and it's going to be a close one. I'm saying 13-10, and it's going to go to the Colts, man.
All right, Eagles playing the Dolphins. This is another team that I don't really like to spend much time on. Eagles, I think that they have a great shot to win out and obviously still win the division. And to be quite honest with you, man, I used to do radio in Philadelphia back in the day, so I have a little bit of love for Donovan McNabb and Andy Reid because those were the days that I was doing it, built a really good relationship with them. I followed those guys for year after year, getting to that NFC title game, but never getting over the hump, finally getting over that hump. I have a little bit of love for the Eagles, and I'm a little disappointed on their efforts this season. And quite frankly, Carson Wentz has had his back up against the wall. His wide receiver core has been absolutely garbage this year. Jackson and Alshon Jeffrey haven't been able to be on the field for him on a consistent basis. So he's throwing to guys like you and me off the practice squad. So I understand why Carson Wentz is struggling. Jordan Howard, who could have been a nice running back for them, he's also been injured quite a bit during the season. With that being said, though, I do like the Philadelphia Eagles because, like I said, I think they have a shot to win out and make win that division because that's the only way that they're going to get in the playoffs. I'm taking the Eagles at the Dolphins today.
Finally, Andy, something we can agree on. Regardless of what, if he's going to trash men, waitresses, it doesn't matter. I think that Peterson, he knows what he's doing. And the Eagles, they better and they will pull this out against the Dolphins.
All right, Packers playing the Giants, MetLife Stadium there in East Rutherford, New Jersey. I got to like the Packers, especially after a performance like they had against the 49ers. I expect Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, Devontae Adams, and the guys to rebound. Weather doesn't matter, the Packers. We know how they play in that tough environment there at Lambeau Field and Green Bay, and it's going to be a little bit cold and maybe rainy, maybe snowy. I don't trust the Giants as far as I can throw them. I got the Packers all day here.
I would tell you what, if you have a guy that has two A's in his name, you're winning. And you have two guys with two A's in their name, you are definitely winning. So on that note, and I don't like the Giants, I'm going with the Packers. They're going to find a way to win, like they always do, man.
I like that, man. And, I could think of a couple of other guys with, like, two S's in his name, Sam Cassell. I can think of two L's for Alabama, Crimson Tide. I like that. Two A's for Aaron Rodgers and two A's for Aaron Jones. That's good stuff. Browns playing the Steelers. We talked a little bit about this, and obviously it's tough to live up to that hype if you're the Browns when there's so much on you and, you have this great offense, or at least you think you have this bunch of great offensive weapons. And is Baker Mayfield the guy? Is Freddie Kitchens the guy? On the other side, Mike Tomlin, what a job he's done. We've talked about that. You just put anybody in the mix for this guy. He figures out a way to make them successful. With that being said, I do think this is a really, really tough game for the Steelers. I got to take the Browns on the road, and I really don't want to, but I'm going to do it, Marquette.
Man, I agree with you, man. I know how tough it is, but this is a make or break for Kitchens and for the Browns. And they have a little chip on their shoulder after last game, after last time playing the Steelers. And look, it's going to be a dogfight. It's going to be ugly. But man, I'm going to tell you what, OBJ, he's going to step up and he's going to play big, man. So Browns for me.
It's about time because Landry's been the guy that's had the better season so far, at least in my opinion. But with that being said, those guys have both been relatively quiet, except with the exception of the shoes that one weekend. And, you know, when things don't go well, things can kind of go bad in the locker room, and it hasn't done that in Cleveland. So I'm kind of surprised, but it's also a good thing. Redskins, Panthers, I like the Panthers. You know what? They almost beat – that was a crazy way that they lost to the Saints a couple weeks ago. I really feel bad for them in a way, but I do think that this is – when you look at your schedule and you see the Washington Redskins on it at 2-9, this is a good place for the Panthers to be. I like them to get the victory and get back to 500 today.
Agree. Again, I agree with you on that one. I definitely have to take the Panthers coming off a heartbreak loss. We could, by the way of your Packers and the Saints, two great teams. Now you go and play a team like the Redskins. This is what you need, man. Keep that momentum going. I'm going Panthers on this one.
Buccaneers and Jaguars, 2-4-7 teams. The Buccaneers are actually pretty decent on the road. They're 3-3. They don't do well at home. Jaguars, obviously, it's been a lost season. Nick Foles out. Nick Foles back in the mix. You had some Minshew mania. I'm going to take the Buccaneers, man. I just think that Winston has too many weapons on offense. I got to take the Buccaneers.
Well, this one, you can flip a coin and you can pretty much pick who you want. This one, I'm going to give Jacksonville a slight edge because of what Jameis does. He turns the ball over too much, even though he throws a lot of touchdowns. But the interception ratio, man, pretty ugly. So I'm going to go Jacksonville.
I agree, but he's still a pretty damn good fantasy football quarterback. 49ers and Ravens, we've talked a lot about this one. I'm going to take the Ravens, man. I just think that this is a team that's hitting on all cylinders. Great defense, great offense. They know how to use Lamar Jackson. He is such a tough matchup. I'm not betting against these guys. I'm sorry, but I also think it's huge for the Packers and some of these other teams to stay in the mix for home field advantage. Ravens got to give the 49ers an L today, man.
The key word right there was Packers. You said the Packers. You know, you want your Packers to get in. And in the words of Lee Corso, not so fast, my friend. My 49ers would tell you guys, and they're going to show you why they are destined for greatness.
All right, Rams and Cardinals, or should I say the Lambs and the Cardinals. Wow, what a terrible season for the Rams, who obviously went to the Super Bowl. They're 6-6. Jared Goff is terrible. We didn't even get into that, but dude is awful. I'll tell you what, I'm taking the Cardinals, and I don't know if Kyler Murray's playing or not with that hamstring, but the Cardinals are still a tough out at home, so I'm going to take the Cardinals.
I'm going to have to agree with you, man. I love the Cardinals. They are a gritty team. If you look at who they lost to, the 49ers twice, they lost to some great teams in between, but they have been right in the mix. So I'm going Cardinals. The Rams, their season's over, man. It's sad.
Chargers, Broncos, what another disappointing season when you talk about for both of these teams, man. I'm going to say the Chargers get it done just because the Broncos are that bad.
Oh, man, it's really hard, you know, for this one. And, again, this one of these games, like, okay, what are we doing? But I'm going to have to go Chargers too, man. Come on, man. Chargers.
Raiders and Chiefs, man. I like the Chiefs. And I think, like I said, Raiders had that terrible loss. I don't know if you recover from that. And you talked about giving guys time. John Gruden's got 10 years, so he's got a ton of time. I like the Chiefs.
I like the Chiefs too, Andy. I have to agree with you. Pat Mahomes, he got something to prove. He's coming back strong. Chiefs it is.
Patriots and Texans, that's a Sunday nighter, man, and that's another really, really good game. We talked about Tom Brady not having, obviously, a Tom Brady-like season for a lot of people, but at the end of the day, his team is 10-1, so they're pretty damn good. I like the Texans, though. I think that there's just something about D-Hop and D-Watt. They're going to make some plays. I like the Texans to get it done at home.
Ah, man, I would love to root for the Texans. I love the D-Boys, D-Hop, D-Wop, but just not D-enough to get against the Patriots. So I'm going to go Patriots here.
All right, quick question for you because we're up against it. Is there anybody that's going to push Lamar Jackson for the MVP, or should we just give it to this guy right now?
man. I wanted to say dangerous a while back, but as of right now, how he's playing, you got to give it to him, man, so far. So, yes, give it to my boy Lamar.
Yeah, if you're a betting man, speaking of that, man, take Lamar Jackson. It's like guaranteed money if you ask the Dorf, man. All right, we got to take a quick pause for the cause for the final time today and then come back like we always do with parting shots. So keep it close, everybody. He's Marquette Sutton. I am Andy Dorf, and you've been hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Under center, first down, Wentz fakes, Wentz rolls, Wentz fires, Wentz completes it.
What's up, Eagles Nation? Can't even explain to you how excited I am right now to be a part of this great city for this many more years. It means the world to me. From the moment I got drafted here, I knew this place was special. I knew they had the most passionate fans in the world in all of sports. And I knew we had the opportunity to build something truly special here. And
this is Dorf on Sports.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for the business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Alrighty, a quick comeback here because we're almost out of the gates, obviously, on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Got to thank my man Marquette Sutton for hanging out with me today, filling in, doing a great job. You can obviously catch him on the Juan Castillo Morning Show, 94.3 in Connecticut. Get on him at Twitter at RealDSTM1 and also on Instagram at RealDSTM. And then Don't forget about his Facebook page. Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast. For me, it's Dorf on Sports on Twitter, and obviously Dorf on Sports on Facebook, the fan page. Like it. We have great posts and great interaction with people. Marquette, as we always do, it's parting shot time, my man. You're up.
Hey, listen, man, I just want to say this is a dream come true to be with one of my mentors and just having a great day. Also, this is my Super Bowl, my San Francisco 49ers against the Ravens. We're going to get that win, and I'm going to be the million-dollar man after this victory today, man. So much fun.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate you, man. You and I have met about, I don't know, a little over a year, maybe a year and a half ago, and I was just kind of drawn to you, to be honest with you, man. I just kind of liked your energy. You listened to me, which a lot of people don't do that, so I give you a lot of credit for that, and I totally appreciate you filling in for Mike. And my parting shot goes out to all the people that are watching football today, man. It's week 13. It was Thanksgiving weekend. I hope you had a great time eating food, hanging out with your family and friends, and now enjoy the rest of the weekend as you got football. Week 13 here on Sunday. For Marquette, for John Poulter, Snowman, Scott, for making it all possible, I would be the DORF man. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.